Welcome to Legacy Game Changer. Our mission is to help you make, save, and grow your income. I'm your host, Zanetta Rogers, accountant, tax preparer, certified money coach, insurance agent, and travel agent. Today, I have a very exciting episode for the soon-to-be brides and grooms. My guest today is Brianna Brayton from Sandals and Beaches, one of my favorite suppliers. Hello, Brianna.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, and you, and thank you very much for being with me today.
Oh, of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so the first question is, how long have you been with Sandals and Beaches as their business development manager?
So it's actually been almost 2 years now since I started with the company.
This is great. So let's talk about destination weddings.
Okay.
Can you give us a little background on it? And
destination weddings have become extremely popular, especially now with a lot of the people who are getting married, whether it's newlyweds or even retie the knot ceremonies. We actually specialize in them at Sandals and Beaches Resort. Anytime you are doing a three-night stay with us, your wedding is complimentary, which is something that's phenomenal. I know a lot of people who are in the process of currently getting married, and it is a very expensive process. Now, with us, it is going to be complimentary, which is something that I truly think is amazing when it comes to that stress-free kind of planning, because your wedding is essentially taken care of. You pretty much just meet with our team virtually, and you show up and get your dress, and they get their tux, and it's pretty simple. So we have a great wedding when it comes to being on resort with us.
Can you tell them some of the exciting destinations they can get married at?
Oh, of course. So if you are looking to get married at a Sandals, so Sandals Resorts is made for adults only, and I don't typically like to say couples only because we do sleep two to a bed, but we are all about love, essentially. So if you are looking to do an adults-only wedding, Sandals Resorts is going to be the perfect fit for you. We currently have 6 resorts located in Jamaica. We have 2 resorts in the Bahamas, 3 in St. Lucia, 2 in Barbados, 1 in Antigua, 1 in Grenada. And then we also have a new Sandals Resort opening soon on April 14th of next year, and that'll be Sandals Royal Curaçao. And if you're actually looking to do a family resort, so if you're looking to have maybe singles being able to attend or even children, Beaches Resorts is going to be the perfect fit for you. So we have 2 current resorts in Jamaica. You have 1 in Negril and 1 in Ocho Rios. And then our 3rd Beaches location is actually going to be in Turks and Caicos, which is Beaches Turks and Caicos.
I had a friend that got married there, and she goes back every year. She loves it.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Turks and Caicos about 3 times this year, so you can say I might be slightly obsessed with it.
I can't wait to go. So what exactly is the process?
Okay, yeah. So the process is fairly simple. I always say I'm a pre-planner. So as soon as I know I want to do a destination wedding, the first thing I'm going to do is contact a travel advisor so they can take care of everything for me. Planning travel is so stressful. You can get a travel advisor to do that for you, and it's complimentary, which is phenomenal. So as soon as you talk with your advisor, let them know what exactly you're actually looking for, whether you're looking to do an adult-only wedding or if you want a family-friendly wedding and you want to find the perfect resort for you, because every single one of our resorts are completely different from one another. There's no Sandals or Beaches Resort that is going to be the same. Then you're going to let your advisor know the wedding date that you're looking to do and even the time, because we have weddings from the morning all the way into the evening. My favorite probably time to do it is the twilight time, because it's really pretty and you always like those really gorgeous sunset photos. And then once you get your wedding booked with us, you're going to be introduced to your wedding team. You have a complimentary wedding team that we provide for you. You'll meet with them virtual. They'll take care of everything from the moment that you decide to get married to the actual time of your wedding.
So are they allowed to bring like their own photographers or their own coordinator with them? Or do they just have to go with the group that you have?
Oh, no. You can definitely bring your own photographer or makeup artist, hair artist, whatever you're looking to do, they can do that. They can stay on the resort as well if that's something that they would like to do. The resort also can provide this for you, or you can actually hire somebody local to the area. So a lot of the times when you are getting married, let's just say Jamaica, for example, you can go on the Jamaica website and they have all the local vendors and suppliers that you can hire for your wedding. So you don't have to have anybody fly out. You can do somebody there.
So what activities are available at the resort?
Oh, there's so many different things to do. So we are an all-inclusive. We're the world's only five-star luxury all-inclusive resort. So the moment you exit the airport, a lot of the times we will have a sandals lounge that's complimentary for all guests to be able to wait for their complimentary transfers, because we do provide transfers to and from the resort. All of your water sports are included. So snorkeling, kayaking, paddle boarding, Hobie catting, you name it, we will likely have it, and it is complimentary. If anybody is a avid scuba diver, we also have that complimentary at all of our different resorts as well. You can do up to 2 tanks per day. Now, if you're somebody who likes to look at the water and not get into the water, that's no problem at all. We have plenty of land activities to keep yourself occupied, which range from tennis courts. Some of the resorts even have pickleball. We have 4 golf courses. There's 2 in St. Lucia, 1 in Jamaica, and 1 in the Bahamas. There's basketball courts, volleyball courts. There's little fun, large games on resorts like life-size chess or croquet. So there's plenty of different activities to do. And of course, you're in the Caribbean, you want to have some fun. So I remember one time I was on resort and there was a foam party in the main pool during the day, which was a blast. And then all the night times do have different activities. So we have our white night, which is where everybody gets dressed up in all white and they go to a chocolate buffet, which is really funny to see and partake in. There's reggae night, island night, our staff talent shows. So there's always plenty of activities to keep yourself occupied while on a resort.
We have to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more information on destination weddings.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the sjslawfirm.com.
Hello, this is Annetta Rogers. Join me on Wednesday at 5 p.m. for my new podcast, Legacy Game Changers. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., join me and we'll talk about finance, education, and wealth building for you and your family to leave a legacy for your loved one. Once again, that's Legacy Game Changers, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Thanks for staying, and we're back with Brianna from Sandals and Beaches. Brianna, what's included with the destination wedding again?
All right. Okay. So you actually will have a complimentary Sandals wedding entourage. So you'll have the wedding concierge, who are the resort experts, your wedding planner, who is the wedding experts, and then on site, you will have the wedding's events team for the people who make your dream wedding happen. So as I mentioned, if you do a 3-night stay with us, your wedding is complimentary. What that would include is a fuchsia orchid bouquet for the bride, a boutonniere for the groom, a 2-tiered wedding cake with a cake topper, a head table decorated centerpiece of silver lantern filled with seashells and starfish, and our wedding inclusions, which will have the wedding entourage, which is a planner, the white shivari chairs with a cushion, a musical accompaniment for the ceremony, a 1-hour cocktail reception for all guests, a bride and groom signature cocktail, a honeymoon dinner for the bride and groom, a mimosa breakfast in bed, 1 5x7 wedding photograph, and 15% off all of our Red Lane spa services. Now, if you do a 7-night stay with us or longer, you can actually get up to $1,500 in premium perks. You'll get $500 credit towards your license and minister fees, $500 credit towards a room upgrade. If you do decide to do your photography and videography with us, you'll get a $200 credit towards both and $100 credit towards one of the following: a scuba course, a scuba adventure, a beach or pool cabana, or a candlelight dinner.
That sounds great. So what are the requirements for a marriage license?
So the marriage requirements will actually vary based on the island that you were looking to get married at. Every single island are completely different. So that's definitely something to consider while you're talking with your travel advisor, depending on whether you're looking to do an elopement or a quick wedding, or if you're looking to actually plan it out, whether it's 1 or 2 years out into an advancement. That's definitely something to take into consideration. There are some weddings where you can get married on the day of, and there's some islands where they do require you to be there for up to 48 hours. So a perfect example is Jamaica. You are required to be there for 2 business days before you're actually permitted to get married. So if you are getting married on a Saturday, you have to be there for a full 2 business days. Now, business days are considered your weekdays. So Monday through Friday, you'll have to be there for at least 48 hours in order for that Saturday wedding. So if you arrive on a Wednesday, you have 2 full days for Thursday and Friday for your Saturday wedding.
Now, can a couple come in advance to the different resorts to figure out which one they want to get married at?
Oh, yeah. So this is something that I fell in love with when I started for the company. I was like, wow, this is truly amazing. So we have what we call is our test drive, our wedding test drive. So if I come to you and I'm like, hi, I really think I want to get married at a Sandals in Montego Bay. And then you ask the advisor, you're like, okay, well, there's actually 2 resorts there. And you're like, I don't know which one I want. So you can actually go to the resorts and experience the resorts for $250 per night for up to 2 to 3 nights, depending on the island that you are going to, because of course the Eastern Caribbean is a little bit further away than Jamaica. So what you can actually do is you can sample the accommodation. So experience the resort. You can taste the cake and the champagne. You'll meet with your wedding and photography team. You'll get a free 5x7 photograph. You'll enjoy a romantic dinner for 2. And that really gives you the perfect experience to decide, okay, this is the right wedding for me, or this is not the right location for me. And if not, you can actually go back and, you know, experience a new resort. Now, my favorite part about this is that if you do book your wedding at one of our resorts and you have 5 rooms or more, you'll actually receive a credit for the test drive that will be put towards your wedding.
Now, how many rooms do you need to have a group rate? Because a lot of people always ask me about a group rate when they're doing weddings.
Yeah, of course. That's a great question. So we have 2 different group options, and both have a very specific minimum. So with us, if you have 5 rooms or more, you will be considered a group. I know a lot of other resorts require more, maybe up to 10. But with us, 5 groups will be considered a group. And then, of course, we do have group inclusions, which are my favorite things. If you have a group travel during specific times of the year, you can actually get a credit towards your room, which is something that I am definitely interested in when it comes to, you know, depending on the time. If you're somebody who's a little bit flexible when it comes to the date that you're looking to get married in, that's something that'll be great to take in consideration, considering you can put money towards room upgrades, or you can actually put money towards your guest rooms who are coming to stay with you to make that cost a little bit less expensive for your guests.
And what about vow renewals? Because I know a lot of people have vow renewal ceremonies also.
Yes, so that is something we also offer. So with a vow renewal, sorry about that, we do have that. So you'll have close to what will come with the wedding. So you'll get the wedding planners and the wedding event team. You'll still have the celebration cake with the bouquet and the boutonniere, the musical accompaniment, the 1-hour cocktail reception, so on and so forth. So it's pretty much essentially the same thing. However, there is a cost of $300 to do so. But if you do come with 5 rooms or more, the retie the knot ceremony, which was a $300 fee, will be waived by us.
That sounds great. Do we have any specials going on right now?
So one of my favorite things currently that's going on is I mentioned a little bit earlier that we do have a new resort coming, which is Sandals Royal Curaçao. This is a brand new start for us, and we're really super excited about it. This resort opens April 14th, but there is a awesome new booking incentive currently right now, which ends in November. So what this is, you can actually get up to $1,000 credit towards your room to make it a little bit more cheaper for you. And this ends, I believe, on November 2nd. So you want to make sure that you're taking advantage of this. You can also get up to 55% off rack rates and one free night on select rooms. And one of my favorite things is all you have to do is put a $49 deposit down per person to hold your reservation. So even if you're not looking to travel in 2022 or 2023, even 2024, all you need is that $98 deposit to book your room and hold it for 2 years out. And you can also do payment plans. We call our layaway, stay away.
That sounds fantastic. Anything else that you want to let them know? Because I know that there's been a lot of information.
It definitely is. I do want to talk about the different locations that we do offer on the resort for people who want to get married with us. So we have a beautiful, stunning Serenity over the water chapel, which is one of my favorites. We have four of them. There's three in Jamaica and one in St. Lucia. So if you're somebody who wants to still get married in a chapel, but you want to do it Caribbean style, that's going to be the perfect location for you to do so, to have your ceremony. You have 365 degrees of views, and it's truly breathtaking. You have the aisle is actually glass panels, so it's almost like you're walking on the water while you're walking down to your significant other while you're doing your ceremony. We also have different gazebos. You can do a beach wedding or a garden wedding. Whatever you're looking to do, we likely can accompany. And we did mention that when you have more people come, you kind of get more perks. So we like to call this the bells and the whistles. So the more rooms you have, essentially, the more free stuff that you will get that will go to your wedding. So if you're somebody who wants to add more things, add more flair to your wedding, such as different stands and, of course, all the different decorations, and you don't want to bring them down, we can provide that for you for your wedding. But when you have more rooms with us, you get more of that stuff complimentary just because you have more rooms coming.
That is so exciting. Anything else? Because I'm excited. I'm ready to sign up for one of these resorts myself.
So with our wedding, I always like to say that there is no package A, package B, package C, or package D. All of our weddings are 100% customizable. We do have different inspirations. Perfect example would be inspired by gold, or inspired by blue, or inspired by the islands and the gardens. And you can pretty much pick and choose from all the different inspirations to essentially build your dream wedding. I've been on resort plenty of times, and I've seen so many weddings happen, and I've never seen one that has been completely the same as another. You can basically build whatever you want your dream wedding to be, or down to the color scheme, down to the location. So it really is something that is phenomenal to be able to do. I know, especially over the last year and a half that we've had with COVID, everything has been really stressful. And coming into the States and trying to do a wedding stateside, I know it's a little bit easier or convenient for your guests because they don't have to travel. However, you got to think, you have to find a location, a planner, you have to find a caterer, a cake person. There's all these different things that go into it, and it's so time consuming to do. However, when you're doing it in the Caribbean, not only do you get a beautiful landscape for your wedding, your guests who are coming down and staying get a vacation and also get to share it in that special time frame with you. And you can also do a registry where guests can actually put money towards your wedding or your honeymoon with us if they cannot make it. So that's something that we do offer as well. So if you're looking for more contacts, make sure you contact Zanetta about that.
And also, can't they separate, like once the couple is married and they go off about their business, the other attendees can have their fun on another side. Like if they have the children, they're going to be on the beach side where the couple will go on the sandal side. Is that correct?
Exactly. So a lot of the times people will have a grandparent, a single grandparent or a single aunt or cousins or even younger people who are under the age of 18 who cannot stay at a sandals. So we do have a sandals in the Negril area and a sandals in the Ocho Rios area. We have two sandals actually in that area. So if you're looking to include everybody in your wedding, have your wedding at a beaches, and then you can actually honeymoon at a sandals. That is something that we definitely do. You can do a split stay with us. That is no worries for you whatsoever. We want to make sure that you have the best vacation and best wedding with us possible. Even if you don't want a honeymoon in the same area, we always will give you transfers. If you're getting married in Negril, you want to go to Sandals South Coast or Montego Bay, we will give you the transfers to the new resort that you're looking to go to.
Brian, I think we forgot to tell them about the anniversary night. Can you tell them about that?
Oh, of course. So whether you actually got married at a Sandals or a Beaches or you didn't, but you want to celebrate your anniversary, because of course, a lot of the people are doing nowadays is a 1 year anniversary, or if you just like to travel in your anniversary, we have something that's great for you. So if you travel within 30 days of your anniversary, whether it's pre-anniversary or after your anniversary, when you're in a 7-night stay with us in a club or butler level room category, one of those nights will actually be on us. So you will give you one free night just for doing a 7-night stay at any Sandals or Beaches resort. You'll just give your wedding certificate to your travel advisor, to Zanetta, and she'll be able to upload that for you. And we'll make sure that we'll get that all taken care of, which is something that I really like. So a lot of the times people will come back to the same resort that they actually got married at, or they'll hop around and try all different sandals in the Caribbean.
All right, one more question. Do you do anything for baby moons? Because I know that's a new thing.
With a baby moon?
Yeah, right before they have the baby, they want to have, instead of having a, you know, they want the last little relaxation before they have a baby, so they like to have what they call a baby moon now. Have you heard of that?
I have heard of a baby moon, but unfortunately, we don't have any current promotions or incentives for any baby moons.
Okay. Great. Well, I thank you very much, and I look forward to working with you again and booking these weddings.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
This has been Legacy Game Changers. For more information on Sandals and Beaches, you can reach me at 443-906-3882, or you can email me at legacygamechangers@gmail.com. Thank you and have a blessed day.